And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 27th of November, 2015. 1910, on this day, Pennsylvania Station in New York City opened. Beautiful example of Beaux-Art architecture, pink granite, stately columns, skylit interior modeled after a Roman bath, the waiting room a block and a half long, 150-foot high ceilings. The great building was torn down in 1963 and replaced with a basement, which one architectural writer recently called an architectural crime scene. Outside of the U.S. penitentiary system, he said, it is hard to think of a more joyless building. But the destruction of Penn Station helped to start the architectural preservation movement in this country. The New York Landmarks Law was passed 2 years after that, just in time to save Grand Central Station, Radio City Music Hall, and many other historical landmarks. And ugly though it be, Penn Station today is the busiest train station in the Western Hemisphere. It was on this day in 1582 William Shakespeare married Anne Hathaway. She was 26 years old, 8 years older than he, considered an old maid by 16th century standards. She gave birth to their first child, Susanna, 6 months after the wedding. They lived together with Shakespeare's parents, and 2 years later, she gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl, Hamnet and Judith. And sometime after the twins were born, Shakespeare moved to London to pursue an acting career. He came back to Stratford occasionally. She never visited him in London, so they spent most of the rest of their marriage apart. But he moved back when he retired, and they spent the last 6 years of his life together. And she's buried next to him in the Church of the Holy Trinity in Stratford. And it's the birthday of the writer who said, a little bit of too much is just enough for me. James Agee, born Knoxville, 1909. Author, along with the photographer Walker Evans, of the book Let Us Now Praise Famous Men, and of the autobiographical novel A Death in the Family, which came out after James Agee's death at the age of 45. Here's a poem for today by John Updike, entitled Tools. Tell me, how do the manufacturers of tools turn a profit? I have used the same clawed hammer for 40 years. The screwdriver, misted with rust, once slipped into my young hand a new householder's. Obliviously, tools wait to be used, the pliers, notched mouth agape like a cartoon shark's, the wrench with its jaws on a screw, the plane still sharp enough to take its fragrant, curling bite, the brace and bit still fit to chew a hole in pine like a patient thought, the tape rule, its inches unaltered though I have shrunk, the carpenter's angle, still absolutely right, though I have strayed, the wooden bubble level from my father's meager hoard. Their stubborn shapes pervade the cellar, enduring with a thrift that shames our wastrel lives. Tools, a poem by John Updike from his selected poems published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples, with technology products, copy and print, shipping and other solutions for businesses of any size. Learn more at Staples and staples.com. Staples, make more happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.